Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, January 10th, 2019. We are convened for the County Administration Workshop in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. Present are Commissioner DeYoung, Commissioner Fowler, Commissioner Morgan. Today we're going to start with Department Business, and Community Development has a couple ordinances, but we're going to be putting those off today. Legal contacted that they need to be changed in format. So on item 1A, which is ordinance number 2019-XXX, in the matter of regarding unlawful transfer of highway road, we're going to postpone item A2, ordinance number 2019-XXX, ordinance amendment to county code by creating chapter 15.21 unsafe structures. We're also going to postpone. So we're going to move on to item 1.3. In the matter of proclaiming that Josephine County joins with other cities and counties in Southern Oregon in sharing Soretti's vision for Southern Oregon as the most business-friendly region on the West Coast. And for those of you who have your packet, it's page 17 in our packet. And there's a proclamation there for you guys to take a look at. Mayor, you were there too when you were mayor, right? As mayor, Councilor Fowler. Commissioner Fowler, dang it, yes. I'll get there eventually. Okay, Darren, yes. You were there as mayor at that dinner that Soretti hosted.
Oh, the crown dinner, right?
Yeah, so This is kind of where this started, I believe, is They wanted to see an intentional effort of all the jurisdictions in Southern Oregon to start thinking regionally, to start working regionally, to start promoting regionally. Mm-hmm. And part of that was saying that we're all committed to being business friendly. So if we start there, and commit to that and go from there. So anyhow, I don't know if you guys have any comments on this or you've had time to look at it.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea myself. I think Oregon has been remiss in not marketing itself with California and the state it's in. That people are fleeing and we should be more friendly, and so this is a perfect program. I just hope we can yell it loud enough, and so it starts with this. But
You were at the city council meeting in Cave Junction Monday night, And they had something with Soretti on Monday night.
They did the same thing. They did a proclamation and agreed to it. So I think it's important that we all participate.
So
all benefit.
If nobody has objection, we can move this to the weekly business session next week, unless anybody has objection. But I'm going to wait for Commissioner DeYoung to read it.
I think it's been a long time coming. I think we've all pushed for that we are a region rather than just, because when you have a tendency to be individual cities, you snipe at each other. You try to make us look better than the other. Yeah. And I don't think that's our, I don't think that's going to get us anywhere. I think if we, Napa wine country, you don't have one winery saying we're the best, come see us. It's Napa Valley. It's, you know, I think that's important. So I think we're on the right track there. Been a long time coming.
Okay, so we'll move it forward to the weekly business session next week. So moving on with other department business, we have item 1B, emergency management. Sarah Verbrecht is here to discuss the Oregon Military Department Office Emergency Management Performance Grant, EMPG, CFDA number 97-042, and Josephine County's amount is 86, is it supposed to be 1,000? Because it's got a period instead of a comma, 8625. Grant number 18-517.
Good morning, Commissioners. Sarah Rubrick, Josephine County Emergency Manager. This is an annual grant that we receive in Josephine County. We actually applied for the grant in June and have been working off of our FY18 work plan. The state just finally got around to getting the agreements out to counties. This is a reimbursable grant. It matches up to half of program costs in emergency management. We have to follow an annual work plan, which we've been doing since July 1st. This is the formal paperwork that follows our application, as I mentioned, in June. The amount is $86,025. It will be matched with county general fund dollars that's in my budget for $86,025. So I'm requesting that the board sign the grant agreement. It is required to be signed and returned to Oregon Emergency Management by February 1st.
So today would be better.
Oh, sure. I love today.
you like today?
I do. I love today.
Kind of off the subject, how did we ever come out? We spent a ton of money on these fires and stuff that we were supposed to submit. Mm-hmm.
I submitted the fire management assistance grant submission. I have not yet heard how much of that money they're going to approve.
Do you send them an invoice? Is that what you do, or do you say this is what we have invested? What do you think you're going to pay us, or do we just send them an invoice for X number of thousands of dollars and say this is what you owe us?
There are certain criteria around the FMAG grant, certain allowables for our expenditures, things that they will consider approving. It's a pretty lengthy spreadsheet.
Well, they did.
Many different tabs in the spreadsheet and different criteria for the different sections. And I think that we submitted every single thing that we had documented that fell within the criteria of the grant. And then they will, in the allowable expenses that we had that met the criteria, they will decide if it met their criteria, and all of the T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and they will decide which parts of those they are going to reimburse. And then they will reimburse up to 75%. Now, we had quite a bit of soft match or volunteer time that I included in the request, hoping that those volunteer hours would meet our 25% match requirement. Mm-hmm. So we could receive up to 100% of actual costs incurred. Such things as simply reimbursing overtime as opposed to regular time. It's one of the grant criteria. We did submit for lost revenue at the fairgrounds for the time that we had the animal shelter. Wasn't an actual cost to the county, but it is an eligible cost request that we can make to ODF. So those kinds of things, I'm not sure if they're going to reimburse or not, but we should hear soon. It was submitted, Arthur, probably, 3 weeks ago or so? Yeah. Lots and lots of data and backup documentation that went into that grant request. So fingers are crossed that they give us almost everything that we asked for. But there's still a significant cost to the county that won't be reimbursed, but that's because it's not considered part of the eligible costs.
Okay. Sounds good. Just want to feel comfortable if we went for everything that we possibly could and didn't leave anything on the table, because that's a very expensive proposition when fire breaks out. Oh, well, the state's going to pay for that, or the feds. No, they're not.
Nope.
Well, that's a huge, huge hit for our economy locally.
Yep. FEMA does not just
and
send
in this
checks.
Building. So
yep.
Well, Sarah, you were taking steps to bring OEM in here to make sure that we're doing everything we can.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So it's been a while since some of the department heads have had to document time and expenses to the degree that were needed to submit to the state. And so it was somewhat of a challenge getting some of the documentation back that would justify our request for funding. So I have followed up with Oregon Emergency Management to have them come down and do some training, some financial documentation training for the department heads for both city and county, so that we're ensuring that department heads are documenting expenses and time and allowable type expenses that we can ask for reimbursement for later. So that'll be coming soon. Just waiting for an answer from OEM.
Because of all the meetings I've been to, there's no real interest in making sure that this isn't the norm. So we might as well be prepared so that we can get all the money we can out of somebody else and let them.
Well, it's not just fire. I mean, when you document response to a flood or an earthquake or any of that, it's all the same types.
Two feet of snow, you name it.
Yeah. So I think that'll make us.
I think it's good. It's good foundation that we should have anyway.
Agreed. Thanks.
Good job.
Any other questions on the EMPG grant?
No, I recommend that we move it to the consent calendar.
I'm in favor of that.
Me too. I just want to comment. Hey, thank you for your very competent response last summer.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hopefully you don't have to practice this every year.
I'll be prepared to do it next year.
Yeah, I suppose
this year.
So.
This year.
I guess it is this year. The season.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, next up is Finance Report and Business Update with Arthur O'Hare. Item 2A is the Forestry Department's purchase of a mini excavator.
Thank you. Arthur O'Hare, Finance Director. So these will be funds spent from the...
Hold that thought. Are you Rick?
Yes.
Come on up, Rick. We're on that topic right now.
I just looked back there. You are not...
It's down on the list of ways.
Hey, we're back this morning. After it goes out the window, you're up.
Okay. So Rick Kerr from Forestry is here as well. So,
yeah. So the money is from the equipment reserve. However, it's funded by the Forestry Department itself. So we run all capital equipment purchases through the equipment reserve, and it's either paid for by depreciation, such as the fleet that puts money into the equipment reserve to replace vehicles, or it's paid for through the departments themselves putting money in there. So in this case, the forestry. And the mini excavator is a piece of equipment that is necessary based on the requirements that forestry has to maintain roads, access to our timber sales and stands, and also for potential access for fighting fires. So this will be the main purpose, of course, is to keep the roads open and keep our forestry roads open and accessible for our needs.
I believe we're now mandated to keep our road system maintained. New ordinance 2018-1 just came into fruition, I believe, the end of September. And also, this mini excavator, in addition to maintaining roads, we'd like to have our timber sale access as good as we can get it to get our potential purchasers in there, take a look at our timber. There's also some opportunity other than maintaining ditches and culverts to use it for firefighting. The State Forestry Department has at times been looking for such a machine with a flailing head on it for brushing sides of roads to get their equipment in to also access firefighting.
If they call and say we want you to use that, do they pay for that?
They
bill them for that?
Yes. You'd be signing up in a piece of equipment and an operator and be paid through the State Fire Fund.
Okay.
The other thing I want to point out is that our forestry director, Dave Streeter, found a very good machine. It's used, but it is practically new. So it's an opportunity here also to get a very good piece of machinery equipment with very little hours, I think 12 hours, something like that, on the machine.
Yeah.
But yet we're getting a pretty steep discount on from new. So
right.
That's
somebody took the new off it.
Yes. Yeah. And the salesman who sold the machine to the guy originally says, yeah, I sold this to this gentleman, and he's used it like 2 days, and he brought it back.
Everybody thinks they need to own a chainsaw until they actually buy one and run it, and then the next day it's up for sale.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what happened on this Kubota. The guy thought he wanted to be a excavator, and when he got it, it's got three buckets with it and a trailer and everything
yes.
to haul it also. So it comes
yes.
complete, ready to latch onto and go. Dave came in, and we talked about it a little bit the other day. He can't be here today. I appreciate you coming by. But I, just in looking at it, I, as a liaison, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that it's nice. It's not just nice to have. It's almost a necessity in the forestry.
It is.
Plus the fact that as we have easements across people's property, it's our responsibility to keep that easement cleaned up and nice. And we don't want to violate, we don't fall lax on our side of it and have somebody say, you didn't hold up your end of the bargain of keeping that easement open and trimmed and nice, and so therefore we're going to pull it. We can't afford that.
Right.
It's a good idea.
So
I support it.
Do you know how much warranty is left on?
Well, the full warranty is still left on the machine, from what I understand. That was part
of it. It's a year old or less?
It's this year's model, and it's only a couple weeks old.
And don't usually warranties on equipment go by a number of hours?
It's ours. I believe it is ours. Yeah, that's why they've got the meter on there. So it's I don't know exactly what the warranty is, but I do know it's in effect.
Pretty substantial, I imagine.
Yeah.
And the buckets are all extra. If you were to buy the machine, buckets are extra, brush hog is extra, trailer's extra,
right.
Mm-hmm. And you probably couldn't have bought the machine. I think the machine was like 65 or something.
Yeah, the machine was 65. I think he's asking 60 for it. The trailer was, I believe, 65 or 7. He's asking 4 for it.
Right.
And the brush hog head is actually a separate purchase. It's not something that he had. So
right. That's
that's something we do need, though.
Yeah, that's the reason we're buying it.
Right.
Buying it, yeah.
Yep.
I thought it was a good idea, a good deal. I think the time is right. The question I had was for Arthur, and I think he just answered that for us about money.
Yeah.
Yep. So I would.
Okay. I'd support it, too. I have a side question, though, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you guys want to answer it or can, but I heard a rumor that Curry County has started clearing the brush and trees next to some of their forest access roads without asking for permission from anybody.
They don't control the road, but they're brushing it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be a
problem. And I know it could be a problem, but there's some merit to the idea of asking for forgiveness instead of permission. Have you heard anything about that policy, commissioners? Or?
There was one that we came across the desk, and it's been about a month ago. I think you got it and I got it, about clearing 300 feet from either side of a road, county road, and using that, and opened up 3 mills and, you know, mm-hmm. numerous shifts and all that other stuff. I don't know whether that applies here or not.
I would recommend you see if you could spend some time with Mr. Streeter, and mm-hmm. it might be a conversation you
That's
can
a question you
him.
Could ask him. Okay. Sure. Streeter.
He also has taken both Dan and I up and done some tours across.
Kind of let you know where our timber holdings are. And
he's our forestry director.
Okay.
And he explains his theory behind cutting mm-hmm. and when it should be cut and the health of the forest. It's very informative, so.
He
took a day with Dan. He took a day with me.
Yeah.
And we'll take you all up in the Galice area, take you oversee kind of different cuts, healthy cuts, unhealthy cuts, identify the different stuff, take you out into Williams to show you different stuff.
I would like to do that.
And since you're in the car with them the whole time, you'll have a chance to ask
right.
any questions.
Any of those questions.
Yeah. I know Dave's interested in meeting you and giving you his view of the forestry department and showing you
Excellent.
Around a bit. So.
Okay, good.
And he's just a straightforward real guy. Mm-hmm. So you can have that honest idea. Conversation with him, and he'll give you honest feedback.
I love it.
So we don't need to adjust the equipment reserve budget, but this will require a supplemental for transferring from forestry to the equipment reserve.
And you're
but
keeping track of that for our supplemental budget update at the end?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. And so that official or formal paperwork will be coming in the form of supplemental later on in the year.
Do either of you object to this moving forward to admin?
That's how I was thinking, though. It doesn't really require an admin because we're not adjusting the budget per se.
It's not budgeted.
Right. Well, it's within the equipment reserve. The equipment reserve
but
has
it's
adequate
not
budget.
Budgeted.
Not in the forestry budget.
The transfer out is not budgeted in the transfer from forestry to the equipment reserve, and that process is part of the supplemental process. So
honestly,
in days gone by,
it doesn't take more than 2 more minutes to put it on admin than it does consent. It's either or both going to have one of the staff people saying this is what it is.
In days gone by, it wasn't. It would be approved here and move forward, and then part of the supplemental process, it would be brought back for that formal. But, of course, the board can do whatever you feel is you would like to see.
Can we move forward and we have staff figure out where it goes?
Excellent.
Sound fair?
Okay.
So next up is a discussion of proposed budget calendar and guidelines. I should give you a heads up. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Perfect.
I did
Thanks.
Get responses for the goal-setting workshop.
Okay,
it is
good.
Absolutely tied down the middle.
Oh.
I had...
How about 1 hour one week and 1 hour...
I do believe that the 20th and 21st will be better overall because the assessor's office, and not knowing how many departments will be impacted by their new rollout of software the second week.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my respondents did say that he could make the other one work. So he got credit for one, but could make the other one work. So that would give the 20th one vote over.
Okay. The reason I brought this out, a couple reasons, of course, is that we're initiating the moving into the budget season. So, and part of the goal setting, I wanted to the board to see how the timing of both of these projects will overlap a bit. So I don't see there being any real problem with that overlap. I think, but notice that we are moving forward. Typically, the towards the last week of February is when we send out our rates. Here's what the departments are looking at for your internal service rate, your insurance rates, your facilities rate, your fleet rates, so that the departments then have the proper information to start developing their budgets for this coming 19-20 fiscal year. So those rates typically go out end of February, and then typically during the month of March, the board, the departments get a chance to work with the board to develop their budget proposals. And then what happens is that, as you can see here, the departments give the, basically they give the raw data to finance department, and we take that raw data and put it into the budget format. So we develop the charts, we develop the graphs, we put it into the proper into the proper form, LB1s or the resource requirements as budget law requires. So that conversation and that effort really cannot start until we get the data from the departments, because that's where we ensure that they're using the correct rates. We ensure that the totals add up mathematically. We combine them so that, for example, our general fund departments, we get a separate entry from the clerk, from the treasurer, from the assessor, from the surveyor, and so on. But those have to all be combined into the one fund level as required by the law. So that process happens typically during the month of April. And then, of course, we work with the board, too, to make sure everything's in compliance with what you're expecting. And then we advertise the budget meetings and get the proposed budget out to the budget committee folks. So just to give you a preliminary, this is the what we're looking at time frame wise. As I said, I don't see that as being too in conflict with our, I think we can do both, goal setting and the budget. Speaking of budgets, two of the budget committee members, their term is up this time, Jim Brumback and Steve Welch. So, yes.
One more question related to that, so you can continue. Is there officially an alternate on the budget committee, and have we ever utilized it?
No.
Why are we advertising an alternate?
Well, back several years ago, the board thought it would be a good idea to have that alternate, but there is no provision in budget law for an alternate, and there's no official capacity for an alternate to be have any authority or say-so at all. In other words, if someone's absent for, if a budget committee member is absent for the day, there's no provision in the law for an alternate to step in and take that budget committee member's place for that meeting. So
then why do we have one?
Well, I thought we had eliminated that.
Well, we have it posted on the website, and we've received applications.
When did that happen?
I don't know. I had somebody approach me on Monday night and say, what's the status of my application? You guys have this posted.
I had not heard of that.
And that's why I'm asking.
Huh. Okay.
Because my answer to that person was...
I had not heard of it.
We don't have an alternate that I'm aware of. We have an alternate on the Planning Commission, but not on the Budget Committee. So we have issues 2 years in a row with budget members being gone
right.
A big portion of the time.
Well, toward the end, I think, what was it, Brumback couldn't make the final meeting.
But last year, Steve was gone a couple weeks. And So just, I mean, to me, an alternate makes sense. If there were a provision of the law, they could step in. But if there's not, why do you have one?
Right, right. And that, it was an idea that the board put forward 2-3 years back. But again, that was, actually, it was longer than that. It was like 4 years ago. But it was, at that time, we were, there's no provision in the law. I mean, there's nothing that allows us to have a budget committee beyond what the law prescribes, which is, you know, however many commissioners you have, that's how many citizens you have. It's a 6-member committee, and there's no alternates that are within the law. So I'm not sure. I hadn't heard that, and I hadn't seen it. But we do have two positions that are...
Done before the season or after the season?
Before.
Okay.
Before. So we would need to, if they're interested, if the two current budget committee members are interested in another term.
We don't know that they're eligible. There may be term restrictions. So we'll have staff look on what the stuff is.
I already looked. Jim is 2 terms. This would be his 3rd term. And our resolution says that they can serve 3 consecutive 3-year terms. So, and Steve is on his 1st term, ending his 1st term. So that would be a 2nd term. But I don't know if he's interested in continuing or whether he, you know, thank you, but no thank you. So if the board is open to having those same 2 folks continue, then I'll see if they're willing to continue, and then I will bring forward, it's a board order, well, it might be a resolution, board resolution that says we're appointing you to the budget committee for another 3-year term. So I'll let you know, I guess, if that's all right. Okay, I will do that. And those were the 2 pieces that I brought for you.
You answered my question before I even asked it, so that's good.
Good.
I read my mind.
Oh, man. Trying to stay ahead of you is tough, but sometimes.
Well, this one's pretty easy. Like the population of St. Louis or anything like that.
Do you guys have any questions about the schedule, or are we good to move forward? Any thoughts on the goal setting with picking the first week?
Yeah, I think that was the one I preferred, so.
All right, so we'll stick with it. That. No.
All right. Okay. How soon are you going to have an agenda for goal setting?
The day of? No, I'm kidding. 24 hours ahead is required for law?
Well, I just, it.
So what's going to happen is the facilitator is going to send out an email a couple weeks ahead with a survey of each of the participants. And the results of that survey will drive the conversation and the kind of the theme of it. So I've selected John Bowling, he's PhD level facilitator. Mainly, so we contacted a group in Medford that works with all of the groups, and they sent us an 18-page list of people to use, but they had primarily suggested 5. I looked over the list, and there was about 6 that I had kind of sorted out that I thought was, with the descriptions of what they do, in line with what we're looking to do. John is somebody known to me.
John who?
John Bowling.
Bowling. Okay.
Bowling. He taught my 1st term in grad school and then went off to consulting world. And it was one of those things, I'm like, oh, he was great. Why'd he go? Well, because he was too good to stay kind of thing.
But he's a local boy.
He lives in Jackson County, but he works nationwide. But of all the list, he's one of the only ones with a level of training and education and experience, and practical experience, not just education experience, that I thought would be a good fit for the personalities of our staff and elected officials, as well as what we're looking to do, and has the skill to see the whole product through, any follow-up or just this initial part. But at the level of the cost, it is, I don't know, I kept consulting Julie and Arthur, and we kind of had consensus that, all right, let's get this done, and we can do it in the time frame. And so I will try to get something for you as soon as possible, but the idea is that the responses of that survey are going to drive the weekend. And I'm not facilitating it. He is. So.
You know how I feel about goal setting, but I will participate.
Thank you.
Well, and I'm hoping that it will be a stepping stone to a larger, more comprehensive strategic plan effort on behalf of the county. And I feel that that's a very timely and important next step for us, because we're operating in semi-autonomous units here, silos, if you will, without, and we've never gone through that cohesive effort of saying what is our county culture, what is our county overriding goals, vision, and I think we're at a point in time within the county where this would be a good, solid basis for us to move forward, and hopefully for future boards, because at least in talking with Commissioner Morgan, this is not something that's just for this year. We're hoping that this will be something that will be useful for the county and for the boards and the directors for 5, 10, 20 years in the future. There'll be, of course, changes and updates and refreshings and all that stuff, but hopefully we've got a moment in time here in the next year or two to establish a good foundation and a good direction. So,
can we go over to the city council chamber to snap a picture of theirs? Because they're just... Every year at goal setting in the city, we used to take over the same thing, and we change and we dot and I and we move a colon over this way. Yeah. Boy, we work on that for 4 hours, and finally it comes up, and we print it, put it on the wall. Nobody ever reads it again. Nobody abides by it. Nobody ever looks at it. Said that, and they try to incorporate it in there and say, yeah, this follows our goal, our, you know, vision of such and such and such and such, and you kind of twist things and try to put it into a category to justify it. Anything you do, and it's just frustrating to me.
Show me where the county has anything like that.
No,
for us
we don't.
To start
we don't
with.
Have, and that's what I mean.
Okay.
Well,
I just want to. I'm just.
I mean, bringing unity back to community is our only slogan at this time, other than proud to be the best.
In the budget book, I need to defend.
We have our three goals that have been there for how many years?
Many years, and we do have a page in there where we try to. So the concept is there. The theory is there. Each of the department managers are used to saying, this is the goal. This is how my program meets those one or three of those goals. Here's some metrics that we have, and here's our five-year achievements, what we've done, what we're hoping to do. So we do have that in the budget book. So the concept is there. I think the department managers are involved and used to thinking of, yeah, but I think it is time to freshen that up, make it worthwhile. Yeah, so.
Well, and I guess from my standpoint, those existing goals are kind of there, they drive budget, but for the last 2 years we've been saying, okay, what's your goals? You got your list, what are your goals? Mm-hmm. And what are your goals? Okay, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's no interaction with the department heads on what their needs are, or where we're going, or from what we've done in... It doesn't go past that day's conversation. I'm looking for having us all drive that conversation of what are we, and I asked last year, I really want to hear from department heads, what do we need to be aware of to be planning for on the horizon? We never got it. This is a way to get us talking about that so that we can actually be planning and identifying what is on that horizon we need to be dealing with. We know at December 31st, 2019, this year, that City of Grants Pass is moving out of this adjacent building. Do we have a plan for what's next? Do we have a plan for that the sheriff's office needs to replace their radio consoles and the radio towers need maintenance on top of the mountains? There's just one of those things that it would be nice to have something that identifies where we're going and what we're doing in a way that says we actually have a plan that we're working towards. And in 2 years, if I'm out of office and someone else comes in, they can see, I see where you're at, and this does need to continue or not. And it gives some cohesion to where we're going. I'm not looking for a froofy goal setting. I didn't like those goal settings either. But I do want to get the end product that we actually have some work plan and goals and a mission and vision, something mm-hmm. that says, where are we going and are we one in doing that? And identifying this branding, it's like, well, what is Josephine County? You know, so
we're in a branding effort right now. So
correct.
That contract's already
got
out.
Got a meeting Friday. Happy.
And so I did bring Public Works just page in the budget document that shows Public Works, purpose of the program, budget goal 1, 2, 3. On the back, you've got metrics, you've got 5-year accomplishments, and 5-year visions. So we've got that concept going. We've been working on that over the last several years. I think it's a good idea. I think, and we're in a position to actually make that happen with the board's approval.
And I certainly like the idea. I was kind of shocked that there wasn't already some goal setting in a strategic plan. And a lot of it is the handoff ability. This office can change. Mm-hmm. Department heads can change. And to keep the whole department in still walking in one direction, it's nice to not have to rely on one person to be their cheerleader when there is a plan that you can all point at. And I also like the, when you don't have a strategic plan, you end up, well, why is yours more important than yours and more important than yours? Because we never really talked about which one needs to be done first and second and third and had a plan for that. Instead, it relied on the self-starting of each department head and the self-starting of each commissioner to push for something. And so it also gives us something to argue about. We can argue about the plan all day instead of arguing about your idea of what should happen and what my idea is what should happen. Let's talk about this. And it can help remove some of the personality that comes along.
And how does it fit into the priorities or the hierarchy mm-hmm. within that plan?
And again, I'm with you on the, we don't have to all take a personality test and discuss how we come to our decisions. That can be a little...
I see value in it.
Yeah.
Although I'm critical of it, but I do see the value in the fact that we've had, I think, for a long time, it's been each commissioner has their own pet project and they want to follow that through. And the other two don't have a clue what that is until it's ready to pull the trigger on it in the 11th hour. And I think this will at least get us back to the fact that all three of us have seen what those projects will be. You know, I'm in favor of that. I'm not against it. I just have my reservations. I'm just to let you know, I will be there. I'll attend. I'll be cordial. But I'll also be watching. And if there's nothing comes out of it, I won't do it again. That's just what I told
him. So do I need to have coffee, turkey?
No, I told Jan Carruthers the exact same thing. I told Noel Sampson I wasn't going to waste any more time on goal setting.
But there's a reason why that's not who I called. Yeah, but that's also why I didn't call her.
And eating candy kisses. I'm not going to do it. So I think if there's value there, I see, if it's done correctly, and it sounds like we're far ahead of what goal setting, my experience with goal setting is.
The expectation,
I think, is to get rid of the cloak of three commissioners acting on their own and bring it back to the commission acting, the commission or the board acting as one.
With working with hired experts that we have in these fields and other elected officials who have been in their jobs. I mean, essentially, the other electeds are kind of like department heads because ultimately we are the budget and the policy of the whole county, mm-hmm. but they still have their own rights as electeds. They still have their own departments. And where have we actually talked as a whole and said, what do you need? Are you getting everything done you're required to do? What are we needing to do to support you? All that other kind of stuff. And quite frankly, at the level of professionalism and standards, my hope is that, I mean, we're like, well, we need this big long thing. Well, let's start with this because I think we can get it done. I'm not calling it a retreat on purpose. I'm calling it a workshop because I want it working. Yeah. It's not for fun. It's we have an obligation to get something done and provide leadership to the community in a way that's saying, are we listening to our staff? Are we listening to our other electeds? Are we listening to the people and bringing it together in a plan? Last night, you identified that there's different ways to get here to our jobs. There are. we each have different skills, different skill sets, different talents, different backgrounds, but how do we make sure that we're roughly going the right direction? And this isn't a well way to identify that. And I think we have an obligation to set an example. If we're asking other people to open up their schedules and make themselves available, we need to be there too. That's my opinion, though. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Right.
I will tell you what to do.
But not you.
You will try.
And you can say, ha.
And also, I think it was Dan's suggestion over at the city. We had the committee chairs come in and talk about their goals. And then we had a public forum to have the public come in and talk. Yeah. And there may not be time for that this year.
I wanted to start somewhere. But,
right, and then maybe we could add that next year.
Right.
So that we can, because I think committees, their value increases and their participation and our response to that increases when they do get involved in it.
We ask them to show up at their meetings and make all these decisions, and then it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
What we did is we highlighted those committees. They're all volunteers. Come in, you got 10 minute presentation, 5 minutes Q&A. Gosh, on Friday did that raise the level of their participation. Yeah. Wow. Okay, and I saw something that we wanted, and it was on the priority list, and we got so many dots because they, you know, gave a good presentation.
Well, and I hope, at least in my mind, I hope that this is not an annual process, that this will be ongoing throughout this year, through the remainder of this year, calendar year, fiscal year, next fiscal year, that we're going to start with this, but based on this, we'll get something else going March, April, somewhere.
We're going to need to refer back to that, what comes out of these meetings. We're going to refer to that all the way through the year.
Right.
To see if you've actually met that goal, or if your goal isn't that year, when are you going to meet it, and how far did you get along the line?
Right, and it'll take time to develop the appropriate metrics and the appropriate adjustments in order to do that, but I think it's way to start. It's the place to take first step. Yep. So, okay.
Fair enough.
Anything else on thoughts or?
Not me.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, proposed liaison assignments is next under item 3A. And let me pull that up because I don't remember where we're at with this.
Where's the one that we came up with? Because I still see Simon Hare on all of this.
Okay, so the
it's a different year.
Each of those columns were different years.
Oh.
So the far right column was meant to be.
Okay. All right. It's, who was and then who is.
Okay. Correct.
Right, right.
There's songs like that.
The whole first page doesn't have me on it at all. That's great.
Well, and it's backwards to where it was, I think. But we did them alphabetically. So you'll see it was, and the pages are backwards. So the second page has the headlines. I didn't put this in here. The second page had the tops. I had sorted it by commissioner name,
right.
And that's why you're seeing different things. But everything's up for
discussion.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm happy with everything I've got on here, so I'm okay with that. That's, I think, you know, I think forestry asked if I was going to be there, and I said yes, because I looked on the sheet we had. It asked me was facilities, and I've got that on mine too. So that facilities asked, and I said yes, I would do that. I know that we talked about either myself or Fowler doing facilities, because we both been in construction. Then all of that, I said I do facilities. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I don't necessarily think that construction is a requirement of facilities.
Why?
Because
got to have some kind of a degree to work in this building.
Yeah.
That's the one that some people just don't need to
apply
for.
What I'm saying
for.
Is there's a level
Darren
of planning
that
also goes involved in stuff like
again,
that and responses
easy.
To such.
I finally find something that I've got a niche in and, I'm sorry, that's got to include everybody. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'm going to be on you, Chairman. Madam Chair, is that...
I need to ask the question right now.
What do you prefer being called? Is it Madam Chair?
My preference is to be called Lily.
No, but I mean...
If you want to do a former, you can say Commissioner Morgan. I don't need anything...
I like chair myself.
That's
I don't like chairman. I don't like chairwoman. That's fine.
Chair.
Should just be chair.
I just want to clarify that going in because we got a year.
Whatever you guys' consensus. I'm not asking for any pretenses.
I called the task and I said something wrong, but I think I was wondering about the other day. Do you call it Madam Governor or just Governor? So I think if we just say chair, that'll clear it all.
I would call Judge Baker Judge. Sometimes in court, you say Your Honor. And you go to NACO, they're going to call you Honorable Commissioner, blah, blah, blah. I think each situation calls for different titles, but I'm not asking for any titles here. Okay. We're just working together.
But we want to recognize you as chair because you are.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But I still like to call you Dan and call you Lily.
I would offer that if ever you can't, I think we should be mindful of if anybody can't attend something, that we maybe have a backup for certain things that maybe so. For instance, I've been backup on CEDC. I wouldn't mind being backup on CEDC if ever you couldn't make it for some reason.
And maybe we ought to try, and if I can't make one of my meetings, I could email you both and say, hey, I'm not going to make this. Either one of you can cover it?
Well, my recommendation is you not email us.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation is that we start our Tuesday mornings with kind of a staff meeting, but that was later on my list to discuss, that we can go over calendars and see, is there anything else? If you can't make it, you can get a hold of staff, and they can see if there's a replacement that wants to fit, otherwise we don't go.
Yeah, but I think that's a great idea because of the attention it gives each committee, that they're, just because you're not there doesn't mean that we don't care. We'd rather have someone there to collect that information. So,
okay, is there anything that you guys want amended on this?
I'm okay with the liaison.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if we want to make it official, if I'm going to be a liaison to the City Council of Cave Junction, or... I think that
what we had done 2 years ago is kind of had someone designated as liaison to federal, one liaison to state, one liaison to city, but I don't think that necessarily works because all three of us are going to be doing stuff at the state level. And Western Interstate Region Conference opened up yesterday. Commissioner DeYoung, I think you need to go to that as liaison to natural resources stuff. And the ONC stuff. WIR is a critical piece of that. And even at the legislative conference in D.C. in March, they have a Western Interstate Region time. And the whole point of that legislative conference is making those relationships to the Capitol and advocating for stuff at the federal level. And then they have the Western Interstate Region Conference in May that anybody in the country that's a commissioner that has issues related to natural resources go. And it's not just one commissioner. You'll find all three commissioners from lots of counties go. It makes it easier depending on where it's traveling. When we hosted in Bend, it was easier to go. When it's in somewhere else, it's not as easy to attend. And then there's the National Association of Counties conference that kind of solidifies everything. And I haven't been to that, so I don't know. But I know that there's advocacy that we do at all three levels. And honestly, I don't mind having somebody listed as liaison or primary, but I think that we all are going to be involved in all of that as well. What I heard from the mayor at the end of last night, she goes, I really want to communicate with you guys more. And quarterly is not enough for me. Can I meet with you guys more often? Absolutely.
I think Darren, Commissioner Fowler, volunteered, and I agree with him 100%. He's shown a real interest in the Valley.
Yeah,
and basically verbally gave him a commitment to that. So if he's the ambassador to Illinois Valley, I think he's the primary commissioner for the Illinois Valley.
I think we all are,
because we all have our connections out there. But Darren's a guy that's going to be more visible out there than the rest of us.
And IBCDO last night asked us each to take on committees.
Yeah,
and so there's 12 committees that they would like us as commissioners involved in. One person can't make 12 committees.
No.
And that's all I'm saying is that
But some of those committees will be in the lane of what your liaison to otherwise forestry and fire.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And
but
so
if we did the same thing for the incorporated city of Grants Pass and all their committees that, oh, we want a commissioner to be to every one of them.
We're not. We're not asking the city to be on all our committees, but there are different ways. I'm just saying that what I learned in those liaison things when we defined them 2 years ago is that it's not that when something from Cape Junction, oh, give it to Fowler because he's the one that's liaison. We all have it in our jurisdiction. And
yeah, I get that.
Sure we do.
Yeah.
And there's different aspects. Like, I'm dealing with some fire stuff out there. I'm dealing with some frontier communication stuff out there. So I just absolutely don't mind you being the designee to be that liaison to go to those meetings. I'm just saying that there will be topics you'll find that, oh, it's not cut and dry.
No, I'm not going to be able to cover it all, like you said. And anything that comes up that's in one of your lanes, I'm sure you'll want to be involved. But I also like the idea of them having the attention of a liaison. I don't see you as the liaison to the city council, but you show up at those meetings.
Mm-hmm. He had been.
Right, it's not official.
Well, I just go over there because it's interesting to go over and see how things are working over there.
No, and I think it's good. And so we don't have to make it an official position, so I'll do that
anyway. But, you know, you know, we've all been over there across the parking lot. It doesn't hurt to pop in every once in a while. That's the connection that we've been missing for a long time. When we came on board here, there was no connection, no camaraderie between city government and county government. Yeah. It was that their staff came over and talked to the governing body here, and the rest of us were out of the picture. And when we came on board here, we said, no, we're going to straighten that out.
But we have those monthly meetings.
So we have the monthly meetings, and we have the joint meetings. But it does not hurt at all to pop in every once in a while just to kind of make yourself known that you're still, you know, Grants Pass is still within Josephine County. Keep that in mind.
Love it.
And it's not a bad deal to say anywhere to pop in.
So I'll entertain a motion to approve the liaison list as discussed.
And I'll second that motion, and
for
the discussion means that if we at any time during the year decide this isn't working out, don't be hesitant to bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, we made some changes in the first year
because
it didn't work out because of time schedules and whatnot. This is not cast in stone. This is the starting point, Darren.
Yeah, I like that.
Fowler. And so these things are fluid. So, you know, if you see at some point in time, I got three meetings because I did a lot of meetings that interfere. I have been to an RV act. Why? Because I'm chairman and they have their meeting the exact same time we have our meetings here. Fortunately, 2018, they didn't have any money, so they didn't have any meetings. But the ones that they did have.
But we need to hear that because we have this schedule going that to me can completely be changed if we need to populate our calendars with when are these meetings we're required to be at. And do we need to adjust when we do our meetings around that? Legal asks, do we want to look at changing when we have our legal meeting? All of that, I think we should be able to accommodate. If you need to be somewhere else, we can do that.
Right. I get to Council of Governments because I leave one meeting here, jump in the pickup, and I make it just in time to eat my sandwich. But that's working out okay. It works out. But there are times, like, for instance, RV Act. RV Act, they didn't meet every other month like they were supposed to in 18. I think they only had two or three meetings. I called up Mr. Art that I was, now that I'm not a chairman, I can attend those meetings because I think in their bylaws it says you miss three or four meetings, you're out, you know, and I don't want to be out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kept in touch with the organization. It looks like we're okay now. But there are times. So we'll just start out with this, and that was my discussion point, but there's been a motion in a second. So.
No, there hasn't been a motion. Yeah. I said I would entertain a motion.
Then I'll move so.
And then I'll second.
Okay, so any further discussion?
No.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 And motion carries 3-0. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is Josephine County Representative for ONC Board of Directors. From what I understand, Commissioner DeYoung would like to be that representative. And
yes, I will accept that.
So I would entertain a motion to approve Commissioner DeYoung as Representative of ONC Board of Directors.
So moved.
I will second that. Further discussion, I would say that I want to say at the ONC meeting in December, the bylaws were changed so that each county would pick a representative to the ONC board.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're fulfilling our obligation to pick a representative.
Representation from all the counties that are on the board they felt as though that, you know, some counties were basically left out, so their participation in ONC. Mm-hmm. Why show up at the meeting and we mean nothing? So that's when they went to this. So
okay.
I think it's a good move.
Absolutely. So any further discussion?
No, just to say this one's coming to a head. The ONC is really with the latest federal moves, and so it's good to have you stepping into that, because I'd be intimidated by my lack of information.
We're
that,
close.
That you have, so.
We're close, but I don't know what we're close to, okay? We have the best shot at, we got three balls to knock the bottles over instead of just one ball to knock. We've got a better shot at it this year than we've ever had. And so this is when the push needs to be on.
And two lawsuits should be resolved this year, they were saying.
So. Tim Freeman is still he's the chairman of that, and that's good, because Tim's he's a super advocate. He knows what he's doing. So. And Rocky McVeigh.
Okay.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries 3-0. Under 3C is matters from commissioners. First up is a resolution 2019-001, Paul Smith to the EMS board. We had an at-large position that there's somebody assigned to it who hasn't been there in 2 years. I asked the staff to vacate that person as they've never shown up. They don't even know who the person is. We have an applicant. We've been struggling to have a representative of the emergency department because our ordinance currently says that it has to be emergency department physician. Well, we actually have got emergency department physician, and we had the manager of the emergency department, who happens to be a nurse, but the manager of the department, both now coming to the meetings, but this would be to formally allow them to be voting, one of them to be a voting member. We're still waiting for the doctor. We got to get him an application so they can get that completed. And we're also in the process of updating the contracts, the ambulance service agreements, and the ordinance. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be coming this year as the five-year contract is expiring in June. And without objection, we'll move this forward to the consent calendar.
I'd like to move that if that's okay.
What's EMS?
Emergency Medical Services Board.
Okay.
Ambulance. And fire response with 911 EMD cards. It all kind of combines.
Okay.
And it can get pretty sticky.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll move that to consent calendar. And then we have a couple other things to discuss. One of them, which you all should have in front of you, is a letter from Julie Schmelzer and employment request. I think there's a lot here to process. She's got some really good recommendations. I don't know if you guys have had time to look over the letter.
I have not. I got this morning.
I suggest we don't decide on it today. Do we have a general discussion this afternoon? Okay. Can we talk about it Tuesday, or does it need to be an executive session? I'm not sure on that one. But I do think that we need some process time. Take a look at our recommendations, and let's kind of come back and have a discussion about what we'd like to do. Nothing's official yet. It's just a matter of some options.
Well, the one official thing, she's taking a job, right?
Correct.
Right.
So but there's questions in there about how does that look.
Right. And so, because there's an offer of part-time and there's...
Yeah,
some
and there are some projects
time.
Still continuing and stuff like that. But
okay.
I think we have time to process over the weekend, and we can bring it back on Tuesday.
I'd like us also to, while we're processing, and Commissioner Fowler, you're not in on this, but we can certainly get some.
I'll catch you.
Our fairgrounds thing, our transition of fairgrounds with Peggy leaving and Tamara coming on board, that is kind of phased. For a year, and maybe that's what Julie is suggesting it here. I haven't read it.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about the phasing of Peggy. I never saw anything official come through that we approved. So I would love to get an update on that on Tuesday as well.
And that's, we've talked about that, and she's got a proposal, and I think it's a good one. And what it amounts to is that Peggy wants to do just the fair.
Well, let's talk about that on Tuesday, because
we
as a board haven't talked about any of that. And so we need to...
That's one of those things that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that happens that shouldn't happen.
Okay.
Okay? I'm in full agreement.
I think that one of the things we need to talk about is the state of the county. On Monday, there was a manager's meeting, and you announced that we're going to be doing a state of the county address at the end of February.
Towards the end of February.
We need to figure out a date that we do that, that's appropriate for everybody, that that can be done. I might want to watch the one last year, because I haven't seen the format of it, because I was in D.C. when you guys did the last one.
I want to watch that, because the format was good and, like I say, very well received by the public. I think there's some invitation things that need to change from last year. I think the realtors kind of felt like they weren't, you know, the cities is pointed at the real estate. People used to put on, Commissioner or Darren and I used to go to the one out at Bear Hotel and give a state of the city type thing. Mm-hmm. And to realtors, but it was only limited to realtors in this, and we opened up to a whole bunch of people, and then the realtors kind of thought, well, we weren't officially invited, so I think we left.
Well, they used to do it in council chambers, and they'd have this agenda, and it was never on agenda, and by the time it came to the county, it was an afterthought. We'd sit there for 2 hours and 3 hours and never get to it, so we decided to do our own.
But I think it's valuable that the county, because the county's got a whole different facet of things that the city doesn't have.
Well, and I can reach out to the Rogue Valley Association of Realtors to see.
Public Works, Forestry, and all the stuff that we have here that is not on.
Correct.
In the city's wheelhouse, and so I think it was extremely valuable last year.
Well, we're not doing it for the realtors. If it can be coupled with that they get credit, that's fine. And they've been coming to our marijuana ordinances and the other stuff and getting credit for those. So I can reach out and see if there's anything specific they need, but we're doing it for our community.
Right, we're doing it for our community, but, you know, they just kind of felt that they, you know, because they've always been out of personal invitation. So
and,
make sure they got it.
The chamber ought to get an invitation.
This is going to happen. And
more than one group.
Blanket invitation, not special.
And I think last year, if the feedback I got was people expected a time to have questions and answers at the end. And that wasn't provided, and so do we want to look at that again? Or do we want to give people a chance to write down questions in advance that if they're pertaining to different departments we can look at so they can maybe be addressed? I mean, we can talk about the format that you'd like, but that was something I got heard feedback
on. We had 2 hours last year, and we used it. You'd make people sit in a chair for a little more than 2 hours just because somebody wants to ramble on about questions and answers. There was just so much information. And just urge them at the very beginning, you know, you might want to write down, if you have questions and stuff, we'll stick around afterwards, or you can set it up with staff, and we'll be glad to take a one-on-one. I think that would probably be more valuable. That way everybody has the feeling they have to stick around for question and answers. When, you know, at the end of 2 hours, it was a full 2 hours.
Okay.
Watch it, and you'll see. And I don't think that, yes, it probably, to a certain amount of people, would have been valuable to have a Q&A. But this was information coming out from the county to them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think we presented very well, and our staff actually, they were stellar. So watch it. It's 2 hours well worth watching.
Okay.
Both of you should watch. You were there. Were you there last year, Mayor?
Nope.
I mean, Commissioner? Yes, I'm gonna have our
we'll get used to that eventually.
Yeah.
Give us about 3 years. And
that's a little long. I'll give you two years.
Give me 2 years, I'll have to figure it out.
And just general schedules, either, I know on Tuesday mornings we have our meetings at 9. I know our staff for 2 years has been asking us, can we have kind of like a staff meeting? The thought is we can either do it ahead of time at 8:30 and meet with our support staff and us and sit down and take care of some business, or we can put it at the front of our general discussion. Originally, I was looking at trying to do it Mondays and kind of starting the week off with you guys, but there's not a lot of Mondays we're here. Between AOC, between holidays, the first 2 months of the year, Mondays were kind of scarce. So anybody have any thoughts on that on Tuesdays, starting off going over calendars, seeing if there's any office issues we need to deal with?
You're not talking department heads, you're talking
our department
staff, right?
Our staff.
Yeah. No, I'm... I don't see any problem with that.
Okay.
8:30 is fine with me.
Yeah, let's okay. try that. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else.
All right. We'll coordinate and get something going on that. Any other business or matters from the commissioners that you guys have?
We're working on an MOU for the house out there at the airport. That is not done yet. When I get that done, when I get the draft back, we'll go over it as a board, see if it touches all the bases that we're looking at, and then I'll call in Gary Buck and Harold Hartman, and we'll go over it. So
okay.
It is not solidified yet. That's coming through legal.
And I got a couple things. Last night, Gene Merrill asked about scheduling a time to come present his ask to the commissioners. So I don't know how to get that on a future agenda. But he's certainly willing. He's trying to make the rounds of each. Did the chamber. He's going to do the city. He'd like to come to the county.
Probably can get him scheduled for a general discussion. And the best thing would just, since your liaison to that mm-hmm. kind of right now, is have him contact our staff, and we can, or you can give his contact information to our staff, and they can get him scheduled on a Tuesday or Thursday afternoon, whichever is best for him.
Okay.
Tuesday mornings or Thursday afternoons are kind of our general discussions right now.
Got it. The other one is the Selma Community Center has asked for some project funding from the financing, or the money left over from the sale of the...
There is no money left over from the sale of that building.
I know, it keeps getting asked. But they have three asks that they had, and the first priority was they don't have a working well. Mm-hmm. And I think it was $5,000 or $7,000 to get the water back working there where they can not have a blue box outside
have
when they have an event.
Have you talked to Kate Dwyer on that yet?
I have.
Because she said that they were offered, that they have been offered a grant for that if they're willing to write the application. And they've already been given a commitment to pay for it. And so it either needs to be that they go to IBCDO and say, can you help us write this grant? Or they find somebody else, but Ford Family Foundation already said, we want to help you get your well done, but we need you to apply. So Kate's recommendation, I would recommend that you touch base with Kate on those. They put us, our staff should have the written proposal. They submitted it in one of the weekly business sessions.
Right.
Of those items, are there any other grant funding? Because notice that what we did with the Little League last night was matching.
Right.
It wasn't, we're just giving you the money. It was meant to be a matching grant. So right now they're asking us to cover it, but there may be some pieces that can be covered elsewise, and then let's see what's left over that can't, that maybe we can come alongside. Okay, we'll cover this part. But when I heard they've already been told by Ford Family Foundation has said we'll cover that well, I'm not inclined
to. They have not mentioned that, and Kate has not mentioned that.
Okay, she called me specifically about this whole county building sale and where all the monies are going and all that kind of stuff, and that was part of that conversation. So it might be worth having you follow up with her, and if you need her number, we can get it to you.
No, I got it.
It might be worth Kate coming in if she's got all of it down as to what she wants to do with the building and where, what kind of money she needs and where it wants to go. It'd be nice if she maybe did a presentation. Is she willing to do that?
That's not her request.
Not her
request was that we have, if we are going to do anything with money, that we utilize the committee that was determined to set the prioritization so that we're communicating with IV on that process. But as far as that goes, I had thought maybe as the county can help with, if they need help writing the grant, we have on contract that grant writer, but that grant writer just got another job, so I don't know if that's even available. But if there's already a group saying they're going to pay, they're willing to pay for it, I'd rather they have that opportunity.
Yeah, and it, of course it is under Kate's purview besides the IV can do.
Oh, it's also Three River School District.
Three River School District
property.
Building, yeah.
So again, what can't be covered by other stuff and have that conversation versus I'm not inclined to be the first one to pay when there's other groups that are willing to help.
There's a possibility. Okay, I will follow up. But you reminded me of something else while you're there. The county doesn't have a grant writer, and they usually pay for themselves. And I know we're doing some sort of contract and with someone to do some, and I heard that was that she got gang rushed because we don't have a staff writer. The other, she came to write for one or two departments, and the other department, hey, I got one too.
Well, actually, I wish more people would have utilized. Public health is the one that took most advantage of that opportunity, and I think the expectation is they were going to come back and give a kind of report. What was the experience with the contract that we did? Is it worth hiring? We have some department heads that do not want to give up their own grant writing for anything because they think it takes more time to explain to someone else. I think they're missing that as much time as it takes for them to be monitoring the grants, that having a good grant writer does pay for itself sometimes. But it has to be utilized.
Yeah, well, I know even the airport, that I can't imagine the time they spend in grant writing and management because of how many irons they have in the fire and how much staff time that's taking. And so I don't know if it's more appropriate to work it into goal setting to try to get it into next year's budget, or, but I just wanted to ask the question, say what were your thoughts on having a grant writer? Anyway.
So let's get scheduled the report from what it's been like so far with this contract that we did. We did a up to, not to exceed amount kind of thing. I'd asked about getting a grant writer last year. The board approved us to do it on a contract basis to kind of see it as testing the waters of would it be used or not. And so we should get a report on what's the status of that.
And I think that person took a job for a year.
Correct.
And so it wouldn't be available as the...
Well, we still need to get a report on where we're at and see the status. So anyhow, yeah, we can follow up with that.
Then that's all I have. The Julie thing or what? I think we kind of decided
we're going to put it off till Tuesday.
There's
nothing that has to be determined today.
Okay. Yeah, because we want to clarify.
Give time for staff to these guys to read the letter and kind of think on options and come back on Tuesday and talk about next steps. So, because there's not an official, it's options. Is this available? Is this available? And depending on which one we choose, there's a different outcome and a different time frame. So,
I was talking about recruitment for a replacement more than interim. Interim can wait, but the recruitment I was wanting to talk about.
Well, and I think, well, you're welcome to come up, but in my opinion, if we don't discuss what we're doing, we don't know what we're recruiting for.
Yeah, JJ, I haven't read this. I got it at 2 minutes till nine.
That's fine.
So I just want to go over it, and then I'm probably going to call you and ask your opinion. So,
just wanted them to have time to even know what they're looking at.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Anything else? All right. Seeing none, we are adjourned at 10:12 a.m.